From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you from news across the country and other interesting info as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news and stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The Indonesian government pays 20.7 million families $21 each to buy cooking oil. Lockdowns in Shanghai and other cities in China pose a growing threat to the economy. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government has begun transferring cash to around 20.7 million families around Indonesia weeks ahead of the Islamic holiday of Idul Fitri to help them afford cooking oil, which had doubled in price in the past few months. The Cooking Oil Direct Cash Assistance Program would pay each family 300,000 rupiah or around $21 US, supposedly covering 3 months' worth of their cooking oil expense. President Joko Widodo has instructed his aides to complete the cash transfer before Idul Fitri, which falls on May the 1st. The South Passenger Terminal building of Moses Kilangin Airport in Timika, Papua, is targeted to be completed by the end of 2022. Mimika District Deputy Head Johannes Retop informed on Saturday that the construction of the South Passenger Terminal building has currently reached around 60% completion. The building is almost exactly the same as other passenger terminals built by the Ministry of Transportation and will have 2 floors covering an area of 21,000 square meters. The only difference is that the South Passenger Terminal building is being built by the local government. The Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry had helped 6 small Indonesian coffee businesses to participate in the Specialty Coffee Expo 2022 in Boston, the United States, from April 8 until 10. Head of the Law and Cooperation Bureau at the Ministry, Hendra Saragi, explained on Saturday it was one of the efforts to expand market access for Indonesian coffee products. According to Mr. Saragi, the exhibition is strategic for Indonesian coffee market segment, considering that it features around 9,000 coffee producers and coffee processing equipment businesses from 30 countries such as Colombia, Ethiopia, Puerto Rico, Turkey, Belgium, and South Korea. Evacuation resumed on Saturday, April 9, from Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine, where a missile strike killed 52 people at a railway station. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who became the latest Western leader visiting Kyiv and Ukrainians, was urged to flee a feared Russian offensive before it was too late. Hailing the country's response to the Russian invasion, Mr. Johnson offered Ukraine armored vehicles and anti-ship missiles. European Union leaders were meeting with President Zelensky on Friday as news emerged of the devastating attack on Kramatorsk station. French voters go to the polls on Sunday in the opening round of a presidential race that could become a cliffhanger. Emmanuel Macron has a fight on his hands from the far-right challenger Marine Le Pen, who has been galvanized by a slick election campaign. 49 million people are eligible to decide which 2 of 12 candidates should take part in the runoff vote. China's unwavering commitment to stamping out COVID by locking down big cities such as Shanghai threatens to deal a hefty shock to its vast economy. It will also place more strain on global supply chains and further fuel inflation. Shanghai, home to China's leading financial center and some of its largest sea and airports, has been under lockdown for 12 days, and there's no sign of it ending. President Xi Jinping has pledged to minimize the economic impact of his COVID policy, but the deteriorating situation in Shanghai and the extended lockdown raised tough questions about Beijing's approach to outbreaks of Omicron, a much more infectious variant of the original virus. Last item. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has been ousted from power after losing a no-confidence vote in his leadership. The vote was held past midnight after opposition parties brought a motion against him, which was upheld by the Supreme Court. Mr. Khan has said he would not recognize an opposition government, claiming that there was a U.S.-led conspiracy to remove him. The assembly will now appoint a new prime minister. Pakistan's parliament will meet to vote for the country's new leader on Monday. That was the end of the news. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Meeting with the Mexico City Congress, Indonesian representative discussed two countries' relation improvements. Indonesian Ambassador for Mexico, Cepi Wartono, met with International Relations Committee Deputy Head of Mexico City Congress, Raul Torres, on Friday to discuss Indonesia and Mexico relation improvements. Ambassador Cepi Wartono said Indonesia-Mexico relation had been established for a long time. This was proven with the Indonesian school in Mexico and Mexico primary school in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Raul Torres said the Indonesian school in Mexico could be a basis for Indonesian culture introduction to students in Mexico. He also gave his support to keep increasing the Indonesia-Mexico relation in various sectors such as culture, agriculture education, trade, and disaster mitigation. On the occasion, Ambassador Cepi Wartono also introduced the ENA Access digital platform to be joined by Mexico City businessmen. He asked for support from Raul Torres to invite Mexican businessmen by using the ENA Access or INA Access, an online marketplace that bridges Indonesian and Latin American businessmen. In the end of the meeting, Indonesian ambassador gave a batik shirt as a friendship symbol between Indonesian and Mexican Congress. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Spotlight of the week is on President Jokowi asks his staff to take right policy and empathy for the people. The current world economic situation is an uneasy position and has also affected Indonesia's fiscal and monetary conditions. The increase in inflation in almost all countries has also been well felt by the public here. For this reason, when delivering his directive at the plenary cabinet session at the State Palace, Jakarta, Tuesday, April 5th, President Joko Widodo asked all his staff to take the right policy. According to the president, inflation rates in various countries, such as the United States, which reached 7.9%, the European Union 7.5%, to Turkey at 54%, contributed to the increase in energy prices, such as fuel oil in Indonesia. The president also asked his staff to always be on alert and monitor price increases, especially in the food and energy sectors.
Oleh sebab itu, kewaspadaan yang tinggi ini harus
Therefore, this high level of vigilance must be calculated every day, every week, and how to calculate gas prices and especially, apart from energy prices, food prices. These two things are very important for us to continue to be aware of together and must always be close, consolidated, so as not to make mistakes in making decisions. In addition, the president also asked his staff to have empathy, to be sensitive to crisis and the difficulties experienced by the people. He also asked his staff to work in detail and be able to convey the process taken to the public. On this occasion, the president also asked his staff to take extra preparation steps in dealing with the flow of going home for Lebaran festivity this year because the public's desire to go home is very high. In particular, the president asked the police to be assisted by the military and the Ministry of Transportation to prepare the flow of homecoming properly. Meanwhile, related to social assistance, the president hopes that the Family Hope program and cooking oil direct cash assistance can be issued as soon as possible before Lebaran arrives. According to the president, these social assistances are eagerly awaited by the people, especially in preparation for Lebaran or Idul Fitri celebration early next month to buy daily basic needs.
Saya juga ingin mengingatkan kembali,
I also want to remind you again, don't forget about the work intensive situation. In situation like this, we need the widest possible employment opportunities. Therefore, I need to remind you again, and don't forget. Closing his directives, the president reminded all staff members to convey the steps taken by the government to the people. In addition, the president also asked his staff to focus on working on dealing with the difficulties they are currently facing. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. Today in history, I'll begin with April the 10th, 1912, the Titanic leaves Southampton, England. On April the 10th, 1912, the Titanic left the port of Southampton, ex-England. It is the second of three super passenger ships with the aims of starting the commercial transatlantic voyage. The Titanic was the largest passenger steamer in the world at the time of its launch, and during its voyage on April 14, 1912, the Titanic hit an iceberg and sank about 2 hours and 40 minutes later. The disaster resulted in the deaths of more than 1,500 people, making it the worst marine disaster in modern history. Turning to April 10, 1970, Paul McCartney announces the disbandment of the Beatles. On April 10, 1970, there was a bad news for Beatles fans. Paul McCartney announced the disbanding of the group, consisting of John Lennon, who played the accompanist guitar and also the vocal, Paul McCartney, bass guitar and vocal, George Harrison, melodic guitar and vocal, Ringo Starr, drums and vocal. When interviewed, Paul McCartney gave a statement indirectly clarifying the rumors of the disbandment of the British music group. Citing www.history.com, the cause of the disbandment of the Beatles was due to personal, business, and musical differences. Album sales are estimated at this time at around 600 million copies worldwide. I'll end today in history with April the 10, 2010. President of the Republic of Poland dies in airplane crash. The fourth president of the Polish Republic, Lech Kaczynski, died on April the 10, 2010 after a Polish Air Force Tu-154 plane crashed outside Smolensk, Russia, killing all 69 people on board. His wife, Maria Kaczynska, the first lady, and an economist, was also among the dead. After Kaczynski's death was announced, a week of mourning was announced by the acting president of Poland, Bronislaw Komorowski, from April the 11th to April the 18th. The couple's state funeral was held on April the 18th in a crypt in the cathedral there. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Jorma Mantila in Finland. In his letter, he said he was listening to an English program through 3325 kHz on August 15, 2021 at 1750 to 1802 UTC, and the SINPO was 34433. Hello sir, how are you today? Thank you for your reception report of our broadcast in detail. We rarely receive letters or emails from Finland, and I'm glad, in fact, our broadcast can be monitored in your country. Once again, thank you for your attention and appreciation. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, and as appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Di hatinya.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Sunday, April the 4th, title is CONI Develops Sport Block Application. The Indonesian National Sports Committee, or CONI, developed the Sport Block application to support the development of national sports by leading to digitalization. Sport Block is a sports ecosystem application with features like the availability of sports news, information on matches, championships, competition, ticketing, booking venues, streaming, e-commerce, and also video services. General Chairman of CONI, Marciano Norman, on Tuesday in Jakarta said that sport is one of the important sectors in Indonesia, which has produced so many outstanding human resources who have made the nation proud in the international arena. Therefore, CONI, as a committee that oversees national sports, continue to transform for the development of national sports that lead to digitalization. To achieve this, CONI collaborates with Telkom Indonesia as the leader in providing digital services. Meanwhile, Director of Enterprises and Business Services Telkom Indonesia, Edi Wicara, expressed optimism that the Indonesian sports sector will be more advanced and able to compete in the international arena. According to him, Indonesia has human resources with extraordinary potential in the field of sports. Therefore, Telkom is very enthusiastic to provide support with the capacity it has to be able to participate in advancing the national sports sector. In the initial stage, the Central CONI will get support from Telkom Indonesia to carry out a pilot project in the regions. It will first focus on 4 to 5 predetermined provinces before being followed up with implementation in other provinces in Indonesia. That was My Indonesia Today, Sunday, April the 4th, over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now we will reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello sir, thank you so much for your reception report on April 5, 2022. Mr. Kalab Abbas said the reception was very clear and excellent at Voice of Indonesia live streaming, both video and audio, when our presenter Sekarsari Utami was holding an interview. Hello sir, thank you for your compliment on our broadcast, so keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. As appreciation, Mr. Kalab Abbas, here is the beautiful song for you. Happy listening!
Give me love. for us, babe, right now. Holding our breath, counting to ten. Finding our own way to take a chance. The way you say things when you're talking. Show. Got me thinking of one thing. Is it real? What should I do with this feeling? Cause I don't mean to spend sleepless nights alone. I don't mean to tell that I need you as my home.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesia is a culinary paradise never runs out of a variety of unique foods. One of them is mie glosor or glosor noodles. This typical food from Bogor, West Java is known for its chewy texture and is different from noodles in general. Usually, mie glosor are in demand and are hunted by local residents as a menu for breaking the fast in the month of Ramadan. Mie glosor has a chewy texture with a light yellow color. No need to worry about this color because the yellow of this noodle comes from the turmeric spice, which is the main ingredients for natural dyes. Meanwhile, from the taste, there is no need to doubt because this snack is known to have a spicy, salty, and savory combination. Usually, Bogor residents serve this noodle with a number of additional ingredients such as pieces of meatball, vegetables, and a sprinkle of fried onions on top, which will create an alluring aroma sensation. If yellow noodles are generally made using wet flour, this glosor noodle or mi glosor is made of sago flour so that it has a chewy, slippery, and dense texture. This will make you to be full longer. Although famous in Bogor, it turns out that this glosor noodle or mi glosor comes from Sukabumi, West Java. Since the 1990s, it has become a mandatory snack for local residents, especially when entering the holy month of Ramadan. The name glosor is taken from the word glosoran or sliding, which describes how easily these noodles to be swallowed. The straight shape and smooth texture made this noodle easily slide or glosor in your throat, hence the name mi glosor or glosor noodle. Mi glosor will be more delicious with a splash of spicy peanut sauce, which is very appetizing. In the month of Ramadan, mi glosor or glosor noodle becomes a mandatory dish for breaking the fast. This was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Thank you, sir, for your wish and hope to the English section staff. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja, lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Oh. ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang. Merengku rindu padamu, takkan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Selalu kau berikan sudah.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Miscellany.
There are still many people who throw away junk such as used batteries, which have the potential to cause dangerous pollution. Due to this problem, a team of students from the Institute of Technology 10 November, or ITS, presented a digital mobile waste bank application that helps people sell their junk to collectors without having to leave the house. The application, named Rongsokin, was initiated by a team consisting of students from across faculties. This innovative application provides buying and selling of junk goods through mobile collectors that can be accessed online at any time. According to team leader Anisha Amelia Fadilah, the way this application works is easy. Users only need to tick the type of junk they want to sell, a complete home address, then the collectors who want to buy the junk will go directly to the related location. The collector will pick up the junk and see the condition of the goods, and then the transaction is carried out. The types of junk that can be used in this transaction are electronic goods, plastic, paper, glass, metal, and cloth. Each item classified into the six types has a price that has been set in the application. The money obtained from the transaction will be evaluated into point ways, where the accumulated points can be exchanged into rupiah in the form of e-money. In addition to transacting junk, this student said that she and her team had provided a number of interesting articles about waste, junk, electronic waste, and so on. Until now, the Rong Sokin application can be accessed by the general public through Google Play. That was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, now we'll bring you a song from Tulus entitled Hati-hati di Jalan. This song is included in his latest album titled Manusia or Human. Right after it was released, Hati-hati di Jalan, which means take care, became trending on various music streaming platforms. It was even the first Indonesian song in the top 50 Spotify global. Hati-hati di Jalan itself is about two lovers who must break up. Before officially breaking up, they say take care to each other. Well then, here is Hati-hati di Jalan by Tulus.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah kau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalananku. Sama latarmu dan latarku.
kendala. Kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama.